time for the Friday Innovation Slot with Foxy. Foxy, I can see what it is. I'm beside myself. I'm so excited. Tell the listeners what's going on.
Well, we've been talking about kitchen gadgets on the show all this week, and one of Chris's favourite emails to the show was about a temperature-controlled butter dish. So today, big present to you, Chris. We've got the man behind the temperature-controlled butter dish. He is Angus Walker. He's a partner in the company that makes them, which is called Alfili, and he's here in the studio. Hello, Angus.
Hi, good afternoon.
Now, you've told me that you're a bit of a butter obsessive, a bit like Chris.
Yeah.
So, I mean, tell me what is wrong with spreadable butter, because the stuff you keep in the fridge, I think it's fine.
It doesn't always work, though, does it?
No, the whole idea, the reason why my business partner, David Alfili, sort of came up with the concept is because we just love the taste of butter. There's nothing better than having butter sort of melting on your crumpets and your croissants on fresh bread, and the taste is just and it's pure and it's natural, and that's what it is. It's not full of any preservatives or any spreadable gunk that goes in it. It's the taste that reminds me of my childhood.
And it was this obsession that led directly to the invention of this dish. Tell us how it happened.
Well, it was really down to my business partner David Alfili, who woke up one morning in France and having to cycle to the patisserie to get his bread, but forgot to take the butter out of the fridge.
So up until then, he was always taking the butter out of the fridge before he set off.
It's
a regimental operation,
you
know?
Thinking ahead, it's amazing.
And so what he had to do, he'd put the butter in the microwave, and what happens, it explodes because he left it there too long.
Yeah, or it pours out, like liquid.
It's just dreadful.
Yeah, and then if your butter melts to that extent, it's useless then, because when it congeals, it's not the same again, is it?
It doesn't taste the same.
And so he thought there must be a better way.
There's got to be a better way of being able to bring it to the table or have it on tap 24/7 all the time.
So he approached you, and you've just told me that you both realised it was such a good idea that you gave up your jobs.
Well, he first started with it for about starting the company for a year, and then needed some high power selling machine like myself who came around and gave up my job. Yeah, and we worked for a number of years really taking very little salary.
And just tell us how it works. It's all about the thing inside, isn't
it? Well, it's without being too complicated, it's run by a thermoelectric cooler, which basically, keeping it simple, keeps your butter exactly spreadable at the temperature you want. So you can set it between 15 degrees and 23 degrees.
But there is an ideal, really, is there? What's the ideal
temperature? The ideal spreading butter is 18.5 degrees.
Oh.
And do you keep it plugged in all the time?
You keep it plugged in all the time. It uses very little power. I mean, my colleagues actually think I bore the pants off them, but it uses...
I'm with you all the way.
It uses less than a light bulb.
Okay, Chris, do you want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try it. But you see, this is so important, Foxy, because, like, you know, even if you leave your butter dish out of the fridge, you know, if you have a butter dish to start with, you know, in the winter, when you have to turn the heating up in the kitchen, it's too spreadable. You know, in the summer, when the kitchen may be...
I'm being converted, you know, as we speak.
Oh, right, okay, well, let's get this going here. Here we go. Look at that.
It works.
And, you know, there's nothing worse than... then having to apply... look at it spreading.
Having to apply
too much pressure that, you know... you sort of crush your toast and it explodes.
You don't rip your bread.
You don't need this stress in your life, you know?
I told you.
Look at it. And by the way, I haven't had a plain butter sandwich just with butter on for about, I don't know, over 5 years.
Because you couldn't get the butter right.
No, because you don't do that nowadays, do you?
No.
Okay, exactly. Here we go. This is just bread and butter, okay?
Look at that.
That's amazing.
Well done.
You can keep your caviar. I don't want you. I'm not interested. Could you do with a cup of tea, though?
Tell us how you get hold of one, Angus.
Basically, you can get them department stores and cook shops, or via two websites, the Alfili website or www.cookshops.com.
Wow.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank
Angus
you.
Walker.
All the
have
best.
A lovely weekend.
You're my hero.
Thanks for inviting me up.
You're my hero.
Bye.
You and Robert Downey Jr., I tell you. Thanks so much. Oh, what? All right.
You can keep it all.
Thanks very much. Please, we have to pay you. Please, don't go anywhere. I'd like 100, please. Just in case. All right, let's go.